听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time to join us today. We will get into our lesson. It is this month's Viewpoints feature. Now, this Viewpoint feature focuses on education. People are always debating about what is the best way to educate young people. It certainly seems every aspect of education has gotten its fair share of scrutiny. In past lessons, for example, Studio Classroom has looked at the pros and cons of homework. And in the future, I believe we'll examine the benefits of school uniforms. Today, though, we're asking a different question. Do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately? Surprisingly, we don't have any key words in this portion of the lesson, so let's jump right into the reading, which starts on page 32.
The school debate. Do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately? The debate about the best way to teach children has been around almost as long as schools have been in existence. One part of this debate has been the question of educating boys and girls separately or together. Conversation A.
Hi, Beth. Hey, how has your sister been doing since she declared art as her major in college?
She's doing well, and she decided to minor in business. Hey, don't you have a sister too?
Yes, but she's only in junior high school. Right now, she's focused on finishing ninth grade so she can move to a co-ed school.
Hi friends, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chelsea, and thanks for joining us for our Viewpoints article today. Today, Adam and Beth are going to be looking at the topic of the school debate. And a debate is usually just something where people give their different opinions and they go back and forth. So this topic is all about school and opinions that people have about school. And specifically, do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately?
Now, we know that when it comes to education, people have a lot of opinions. You can debate many, many, many topics, hundreds of topics regarding education, and this is a hot topic. A lot of people wonder, is it better for girls to be taught together and boys to be taught together, or should they be taught separately? So this is the question we're asking today, and as we see in our text, the debate about the best way to teach children has been around almost as long as schools have been in existence.
And one part of this ongoing debate has been the question of educating boys and girls separately or together. Now, I have a feeling that Adam and Beth are going to disagree on this topic as they normally do, so let's find out what they have to say. Adam starts out by saying, "Hi, Beth. How has your sister been doing since she declared art as her major in college?" And if you declare something, in this case, you're officially stating or you're saying, art is going to be my major. And what does Beth say?
Well, Beth says she's doing well. And I'm glad to hear this, Chelsea, because I remember maybe a month or two ago, we talked about whether art was a good major or not in college, if it provides well financially. And so we're kind of continuing on with Beth's sister's story. She's declared art as her major, and now she is doing well. So that's good news. But the next thing Beth says is she decided to minor in business. What's the question she asks Adam next?
She says, "Hey, don't you have a sister too?" And Adam responds, Yes, but she's only in junior high school, so she's much younger than your sister is. And right now, she's focused on finishing the ninth grade, not just so she can be done with the ninth grade, but Rachel, why is she so focused on finishing the ninth grade?
Well, she wants to move to a co-ed school. Now, let's stop for a minute because this word co-ed is going to be quite important as we continue talking about this article. If we're talking about something co-ed, we're talking about both sexes or both genders, male and female. So a co-ed school is a school that where both males and females or boys and girls go to school together.
Yes, and that prefix co means together. So you might think of another word like a co-pilot is a pilot who works together with another pilot to help fly an airplane. So in this case, co-ed or co-educational, going to be boys and girls together.
So if she wants to move to a co-ed school, I guess she must be going to an all-girls school right now. Now, I know in America, there still are schools where you can find a school for just boys or a school for just girls, but they aren't really very common. You might need to go to a big city, and you might need to find some sort of private school, because often they are private schools. But I know where I grew up, Chelsea, we didn't have any of those same-sex schools. Everything was co-ed.
And the same is true for where I grew up. Co-ed schools. Now, Rachel mentioned private schools, and there were private schools in the area that we grew up in, and a private school is just a school where you actually have to pay tuition in order to attend there, and sometimes private schools are single-sex schools, but not in the area where Rachel and I grew up. They were all co-ed private schools and co-ed public schools.
But here in Asia, you can still find a lot of same-sex schools where it's just boys or just girls. I've met a number of you students who go to a school where it's just one gender. And it's always interesting to talk to you about your experience because in my situation, everything was always co-ed. In fact, sometimes we even had some co-ed sports, definitely co-ed activities or groups. It seemed like most things were mixed.
So you can almost understand why Adam's sister is excited to move on to a co-ed school. Maybe she thinks that she'll be able to join something like a co-ed sport and have some fun and meet some new friends. Or maybe she's just starting to get to the age where she's interested in boys. I don't know.
That could very well be if she's headed into the ninth grade. Well, friends, we have much more to talk about, but right now we need to take a break, so don't go away. We'll be right back and we'll continue the school debate.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. If you are just joining us, we have asked the question, do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately? Before the break, we got started with a conversation between Adam and Beth, and we'll get right back to it after we check in at the word bank. First, we find the noun opposite sex, as in, people often find members of the opposite sex difficult to understand. Next is distraction. The television was a huge distraction while Janet was trying to do her homework. She couldn't concentrate. Now, our third word is the six-syllable cooperatively. The two teams worked cooperatively to come up with a solution to their problem. And finally, the noun adulthood, as in early adulthood, a person experiences increased independence and more responsibilities. Okay, it's time! Let's resume our reading on line 15.
The school debate.
So she's going to an all-girls school right now? She shouldn't be so eager to move to a co-ed school. Students of the opposite sex can be a distraction.
Maybe that's true sometimes, but when girls and boys study together, they are more prepared for society. Single-sex education limits students' opportunities to work cooperatively with the opposite sex.
Co-ed schools might help ease the transition to adulthood, but single-sex schools can encourage children to achieve more. One study I read showed that students in single-sex schools get 15 to 22% better grades than those in co-ed schools.
But there is more to school than just getting good grades. It is an ideal place to learn how to get along with others.
Welcome back. We have just learned that Adam's younger sister, who is currently in junior high, is going to an all-girls school, a single-sex school, but she is ready to move on to a co-ed school. But Beth comes in and she says, well, she shouldn't be so eager to move to a co-ed school. Why, Rachel?
Well, I know that's kind of an interesting response, isn't it? She shouldn't be so eager. Well, she says that students of the opposite sex can be a distraction. Sounds to me a little bit like that's kind of the attitude a parent might take, right? That Beth takes, and where you look at education and you say, we want you to get the best education and not be distracted by other things like the opposite sex. Now, let's stop for a minute on a few of these words. First of all, who are the opposite sex?
Well, the opposite sex are just members of the sex that is not your own. So, if you are a female, the opposite sex would be males, and vice versa. A male would have the opposite sex be a female. So the people of the opposite sex can be a distraction, she says. So when we're talking about distractions, what exactly does that mean? And maybe we can even give you some examples.
Yes, well, distractions are very common when you're in school, especially high school. There are a lot of distractions, and those are things that kind of disturb or distract you from your goal of learning. For example, I think if girls are very interested in boys or boys are interested in girls, they might be distracted by that and be paying more attention to each other than to the teacher. So sometimes those relationships can be a real distraction. And I'm speaking from experience because I was a teacher and I saw plenty of my students being distracted by the opposite sex.
I was just about to say the same thing. It happens so very often, especially in maybe a junior high or a high school setting where people start becoming attracted to members of the opposite sex. Well, let's move on. Adam says, well, maybe that's true sometimes, but he has an argument here. When girls and boys study together, they are more prepared for society. Now, I tend to agree with the statement, Rachel.
Yes, this is a really good point because obviously someday boys and girls are going to have to work together. I don't know of very many same-sex businesses or organizations. No, when you get into the real world, we might say, then you work with people of the opposite sex. So he is saying when girls and boys can study together and be mature and responsible, then they can be better prepared for society or for the real world.
I agree with Adam here, and he goes on to say that single-sex education actually limits students' opportunities to work cooperatively with the opposite sex. And that word cooperatively means as a team or in a combined effort. So it limits opportunities for boys and girls to work together cooperatively to maybe achieve goals or positive outcomes.
Now, you just mentioned cooperatively, and we're using it as an adverb here. But another form of that word we often use is the word cooperation. And of course, if you work cooperatively with somebody, then you are doing something in cooperation with them. You're working together. Or we might say you are cooperating with them. And part of growing up is learning how to cooperate with the opposite sex. It's not always easy, especially when you're young. And as girls, sometimes you get so tired of the boys and the boys are tired of the girls. But if you learn to work together, especially in an educational setting, and you can cooperate, that prepares you for real life.
It certainly does. It's very important to know how to cooperate with someone of the opposite sex. Now, Beth, of course, is going to have an argument as she comes back because she is on the opposite side of Adam. And she says that co-ed schools, well, they might help ease the transition to adulthood, but single-sex schools can encourage children to achieve more. Now, before we hear what her support is for that statement, let's back up and look at that word adulthood. Now, you've maybe heard the term childhood before, and this is adulthood. So, Rachel, when we're talking about adulthood, what are we talking about?
Well, that's when a person has reached the stage of being fully developed and mature, I guess we might say. In America, we usually think of being 18 as reaching adulthood. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean the person is very mature, but they're thought of as an adult. They're kind of at a legal age, or sometimes people might even use the age 21. But basically, they are supposed to act like an adult now and not like a child or not like a teenager.
The older that I get, it seems so strange to me that we consider 18-year-olds adults in America, but that's how we do it. Rachel and I would have been considered an adult at age 18, and that's the time we would have gone off to college as well. Well, Beth comes back, and she still has more to say to Adam, and she wants to give him maybe a statistic. So she says that one study I read showed that students in single-sex schools get 15 to 22% better grades than those in co-ed schools. Now, take a tip from Beth. Anytime you are presenting an argument to someone, it is always a good idea to have strong facts and statistics to support yourself. And this is one. She has actual numbers to back up her opinion. She says 15 to 22% better grades for students in single-sex schools than those in co-ed schools. That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. Now, I'm not exactly sure why, except maybe there's less distractions. Maybe that's part of her point. They can focus on their studies more because they're just with people of the same sex. So, like Chelsea said, she has this information from a study. So she's throwing this at Adam, but Adam always has a response as well. He says, but there is more to school than just getting good grades. It is an ideal place to learn how to get along with others. This is also a very important point.
Yes, not only is school an academic setting, but is also a very social setting. And this is the place where students learn many important life skills. And Adam recognizes that. He knows that it is more than getting grades in school. Well, let's move on. We interviewed some studio classroom friends, and now we're going to see what they have to say about this topic, the school debate. Then we'll go to chat room, and we'll see you right back here at Studio Classroom tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Joseph, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. I currently attend classes with both boys and girls, and I personally think the co-ed school is better because when there's a mix of gender in the classroom, you get different ideas and input. After all, girls and boys think very differently. And also, a co-ed school prepares the individual for a more integrated social life. Come on, guys. Who wants to go to school if there aren't any girls around? Hey, there's one right there. See you guys later.
To my opinion, the single-sex school can provide a clear boundary for two genders, both physically and psychologically. And boundary is a very important issue for gender relationship. However, this kind of school may not offer enough opportunities for their students to interact with the opposite gender, especially in front of adults. Therefore, if the single-sex school can increase more interaction programs in their extracurricular activities, then I think it will be great.
Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and today we'd like to welcome Linda for a chat.
Hi, everyone. It's nice to be here with you all today. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, I'm interested in the usage of the word grades in our lesson. I thought that was the level you're at in school, but it seems to mean score. It says here, there's more to school than just getting good grades.
Well, you know, actually it's about both. Here it is referring to the score or mark a student gets in school. You can also get a grade on your homework and on tests. and the teacher grades the tests.
I see. And we say, so-and-so is in the fifth grade, right?
Right. That is an answer to what grade are you in. However, when a student gets older, especially in university, we don't say grade.
We don't? What do we say? Level?
No, the question is then, what year are you?
Oh, and how do you answer that?
Well, for both high school and college, we say, I am a freshman, I'm a sophomore, I am a junior or a senior. Or in high school, one can also say, I'm in the 11th grade.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. 一起来看 grade 这个字, grade 可以表示成绩分数。 中文的 grade 是甲乙丙丁, 英文的 grades 是 A, B, C, D 跟 F. Grade 也可以当动词, 就是打分数,评分。 老师的工作就是 grade papers 或者 grade tests。 Grade 呢也可以表示年级, 但是要注意, 到了大学以后就不再用 grade, 而是用 year。 What year are you? 你现在是大学几年级? 那除了用 first year, second year, third year, fourth year 之外呢, 也可以用 freshman, sophomore, junior 跟 senior 来表示大一到大四, 或者高中的9到12年级。
Okay, let's now go over to Michelle and see what she has for us today.
Hi, 大家好,我是Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点,我们来看 opposite sex 这个名词。 Opposite 是指相反或相对的, sex 是指性别, 所以 opposite sex 是指相反的性别, 就是指异性。 例如, Oliver is very shy when he meets anyone of the opposite sex. Oliver 一遇到异性就会很害羞。 课文中也有另外一个字也是指性别, 拼成 gender, G-E-N-D-E-R。 例如, please fill in your gender on the application form. 请在申请表上填写你的性别。继续我们来看的是 distraction 这个名词, 它的动词是 distract, 使分心, 所以 distraction 是指分心, 或者是令人分心的事物。例如, music at the workplace can be a distraction for some people. 工作场所放的音乐对某些人来说是令人分心的事。或者是, the study in my home is a good place to work because it is free from distraction. 我家的书房是工作的好地点,因为完全没有令人分心的事物。最后我们看的是cooperatively 这个副词,它的动词是cooperate, C-O-O-P-E-R-A-T-E, 意思是合作,所以cooperatively 是指合作的或者是同心协力的。 例如, our class worked cooperatively to finish the science project and won the title at the fair. 我们班同心协力完成了这个科学设计,在科学展览中得到了首奖. And that will be all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The School Debate. Do boys and girls benefit more from being taught together or separately? The debate about the best way to teach children has been around almost as long as schools have been in existence. One part of this debate has been the question of educating boys and girls separately or together. Conversation A.
Hi, Beth. Hey, how has your sister been doing since she declared art as her major in college?
She's doing well, and she decided to minor in business. Hey, don't you have a sister too?
Yes, but she's only in junior high school. Right now, she's focused on finishing ninth grade so she can move to a co-ed school.
So she's going to an all-girls school right now? She shouldn't be so eager to move to a co-ed school. Students of the opposite sex can be a distraction.
Maybe that's true sometimes. But when girls and boys study together, they are more prepared for society. Single-sex education limits students' opportunities to work cooperatively with the opposite sex.
Co-ed schools might help ease the transition to adulthood, but single-sex schools can encourage children to achieve more. One study I read showed that students in single-sex schools get 15 to 22% better grades than those in co-ed schools.
But there is more to school than just getting good grades. It is an ideal place to learn how to get along with others.
Friends, please take a minute to look over this lesson's talk about it questions and then get ready to share your opinions in English. Speaking of sharing your opinion, we want to invite you to write a short essay in English and send it to us here at Studio Classroom. If our editor picks your essay, you'll get to see it published in our magazine's Editor's Pick column, and you'll receive a fun prize. Check page 9 in your magazines for more information. Friends, I hope all of you have a fantastic day. Join us again tomorrow for day 2 of The School Debate. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.